Blog Talk Radio.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ, and this is our four-year anniversary here at PJ Sports Talk, and I'm really excited because I've been looking forward to this for a long time. 4 years, man, that's a long time. It just seems unreal. I started 4 years ago on Tan Talk today, and I thought, I don't know, I'm just really excited, really happy. And so we're going to get right into the show, talk a little bit about what went down in these 4 years, more, a little bit of a recap, as well as doing some sports talk. Of course, we're going to be talking about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and their offseason, how they're doing there, and all that good stuff. So, yeah, we're going to check that out. And so stay tuned to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. And I will be right back after this quick commercial break.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
City's built with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions, like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. So let's get right into it. I want to start off with the Bucks and trading and, of course, all the offseason news. So they have dropped Josh McCown, and that is a big drop. It means that they have to pursue a new quarterback because I can tell you our coach doesn't like Mike Glennon, and so Lovie Smith doesn't like Mike Glennon, and so we're gonna go for a new quarterback. I'm guessing the only question is who. And I was thinking about this. You have to find a quarterback that fits the Bucs offense, right? The reason why Doug Martin isn't doing so good, I'm getting all my names mixed up today. The reason why Doug Martin isn't doing too good is because it's their only weapon. Josh McCown wasn't a big thrower. He had a little bit of a deep ball. He could throw it up every once in a while. But mostly they had to run with Doug Martin, and they were getting stopped because that was what they expected. And they, of course, found some things that, you know, weaknesses of Doug Martin, and they came after him for it. But Josh McCown, if they get a new quarterback, right, and better than Josh McCown, they can actually throw a little, then that will be able to take the pressure off Doug Martin, and then Doug Martin can run, and when he doesn't have to run all the time, but when he does run, he can get these big plays. because they're also trying to defend the pass, not only the run. So, and that's also why I think that Doug Martin had a breakout season the first season. It was because they really didn't have a fix for him. They didn't really know how he's going to come out. And that's why all those, a bunch of rookies have a lot of great first years. Then they come back the second year and they have a sucky season because the NFL figured it out. So it's kind of like, you know, I really hope that we can get our running back back. Doug Martin, he's still there. I'm just saying that I hope he can be that star again that we first saw in that first season. So, yeah, new quarterback looking. Now there's a few of them that go around. There's a few of them that are probably being traded at the moment and all that good stuff. But as for a quarterback, there's not a lot of good ones out there. Of course, there's Marcus Mariota. But I feel that Marcus Mariota is not a NFL quarterback. He's not built like one. He's small. He reminds me of a Johnny Manziel, except he made it to the bowl and won, right? So he won the national championship. So I don't really know who they're going to pursue at this point, but my guess is Marcus Mariota if they are looking for a big name to come to Tampa. So I think that's who they're going to go with. Also, oh my God. All right. Also, Van Dominick Sue got traded from the Green Bay Packers, or is possibly being traded, not traded yet, but is possibly being traded from Detroit to Green Bay. And I don't know how I feel about that because, of course, you hate the dude when he's on the other team, but if he's on your team, you love the dude. You love a dirty player on your team that you don't like him giving you a bad rep, right? You don't like that. But, I mean, you don't look at the Detroit Lions and say, ooh, that's a dirty team because of Van Dominick Sue. You look at Van Dominick Sue and you say, that's a dirty player, you know? So I think it's pretty impossible for one player to give a team a bad rep because it really takes... A bad coach can give a player a bad rep, but a bad team can also give a team a bad rep. So, I think I reworded that wrong. A bad coach can give a bad team a bad rep. A bad team can also give a team a bad rep. So, I think that one player can't decide at all because they can be suspended. They can, you know, whatever. Right? But I look at every team in the NFL, right? And there's only a few teams that I look as dirty or bad, right? One of them, Oakland Raiders. Because game in and game out, their fans are the meanest fans in the NFL. They are so mean, it's not even funny. So the fans can also do it, but they have to do it over a period of time, and it's not just one player, and that's what makes the Oakland Raiders, you look at them and you go, ugh, right? But nobody wants to play for them. I also look at a few other teams. The Jets, I used to really hate because Rex Ryan, like I said, a bad coach can give a team bad rep. Rex Ryan was, I don't necessarily say that I hated them, but I just thought Rex Ryan was a baby in his reactions. And of course, Bob Ryan and his brother with all his hair flapping around and stuff. They all like to do that, you know, the big fat, I'm so mean, you know. I just thought that was really hilarious. But it gave the Jets a bad rep. And they also suck. I mean, that too. And really, the other thing that can give a team a bad rep is if you're a fan of a team that has a rival with somebody else. In my eyes, Chicago Bears suck, right? But if you're a diehard Tampa Bay Buccaneer, you don't really care, right? So, but everybody, it was almost like the Super Bowl. There was nobody rooting for the Super Bowl unless you lived in Seattle or if you lived in Boston, New England. And so everybody else hated the teams in the Super Bowl. They needed a good team in the Super Bowl, right? Both teams were bad. Everybody hated them. So, you know, whatever. Anyway, that's going to do it for this segment. Stay right here on PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I'm your host, PJ. Stay right here. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break to look at the last four years of PJ Sports Talk. We're going on a history walk, guys.
Did you hear the news? There's a new theme park in Central Florida.
All the kids are talking about it because it's totally built for us.
It's Legoland Florida, and it's the coolest place ever.
It's where we can play our part and be almost anything.
Be a knight and slay dragons.
Be a firefighter and save the day.
Get my driver's license and drive all over Lego City.
Captain my own boat like I'm on the high seas.
It's like my favorite toy came to life.
I can travel all over the country.
New York City, Washington, D.C., San Francisco.
Cities filled with over 30 million Lego bricks.
There's even a pirate water ski stunt show. Arr, matey.
I wish I lived at Legoland.
It's the ultimate land of Lego bricks.
And the best part is, it's right in our backyard.
Play your part at Legoland Florida. We are now open with more than 50 rides, shows, and attractions like the Dragon Coaster, Driving School, and the incredible Miniland USA. We're located just 45 minutes from Orlando and Tampa. Find us on Facebook or visit Legoland.com.
This is Tommy Lasorda, and all of you sports fans who listen to PJ, he is outstanding. What a beautiful interviewer he is. So listen in. PJ will bring a lot of exciting and wonderful things to all of your fans and wherever you are, PJ.
Welcome back to PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. And we're going to go over the last 4 years in a quick recap. We're going to go as we can. Also, I want to say, if you want to call in and talk to me about something, you know, that's on your mind about sports, or if you remember a funny moment in the last 4 years, PJ Sports Talk, something like that, I will be happy to take your questions, and I will try to answer them as best as I can. Now, before we get into the 4 years, we have a caller on the line, and caller ID ending in 2727. So welcome to PJ Sports Talk. Let us know your name and what you want to talk about.
Hi, PJ. This is George. How are you today?
Hi, George.
Hey, I was when you were talking about Mariota in the beginning that the Bucks would probably think about drafting him, but he was a little too small. What do you think about Jameis Winston out of Florida State? I think he'd be a good pick for the Bucks just because he's not a hometown guy. He's out of Alabama, but he played for a Florida team, and he may be a good fit for the Bucks.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, and they could go with Jameis Winston. It is definitely a possibility, and I'm not saying that it'd be a bad one either. I'm thinking I don't really want a troublemaker like him coming to the town. They'd have to send him straight, and I'm sure the NFL would. But
yeah.
I think the Bucks need somebody because Jameis Winston did get to the national championship, but so did Marcus Mariota, and they're two really good quarterbacks. And I don't know. I think it's a toss-up between them, both of them, for who gets the Tampa Bay quarterback spot. And plus, we have a really high draft pick, so I think we have the number one draft pick. I'm not too sure about that, but.
Yeah, I'm a little worried about Winston if he were to come here too, because he's already, you know, I don't want to say the guy's a troublemaker. I think he's just immature and he kind of gets led down the wrong path sometimes. But players, when they come to Tampa, they tend to find trouble. So if he's already headed that direction, Tampa may not be a good fit for him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the other thing is
with
the Bucks. You know, DJ, the Bucks could also give up their first-round draft pick, take a quarterback in a later round, because not everybody else needs quarterbacks, so there's still going to be some good quarterbacks around, maybe in the second or third round, and then they could step up somewhere else.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and also what I was thinking was with Amari Cooper, he's from Alabama. He is such a great wide receiver, and I will tell you what, Alabama would have been in that championship if they would have thrown to Amari Cooper, and so it was on the last few plays, and for some reason they wouldn't throw to their number one wide receiver. They decided to throw to these other dudes, and even in the Hail Mary, Amari Cooper was out on the side. Right, and everybody else was on the other side, and they all went straight down, and Amari Cooper had two guys on him. That was it, and I feel like he would have been able to catch that ball because I don't know his height, but he's such a big guy, and he can just go up there and make a play.
I know. Well. Thanks for letting me voice my opinion. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're welcome, and thank you for phoning in to your sports talk. Thank you, George, for phoning in. And also, if you would like to call in, the number is 347-826-7388, and you can call in and talk to PJ. About the 4 years, the 4 year anniversary, we went through a lot. PJ Sports Talk started out on the TAN Talk Radio Network at W2TAM, 1340 AM. I was really having a great time there, and we had an engineer, Bill was his name, and we all just had a great time. We started out with Downtown Dylan as my co-host. And then he kind of stopped doing it because of sports. And then, excuse me, my nose is acting up today. Like normal, every time I start the show, it starts to get stuffy again. But and then I kind of went solo for a little while, and then we found Big Deal Dylan. And apparently, Dylan's coming on to the show. So we had Big Deal Dylan, and he was cool too, and we talked about WWE and all that sort of stuff. He also brought his sister on, and we all talked about sports and all that. And I had football, and they also did some football with me, and they had the baseball portion of it because I'm not too into baseball. Of course, as a sports coach, we get to be into everything, but I'd rather just look on my phone and see, you know, the newest news about it than watch all the games and stuff. But I'm more of a football guy. And, it was pretty cool. And then we parted ways as well, and I did solo for a while. And then I went to Blog Talk. And in Blog Talk, I've been doing this ever since. And I think I switched over a little bit after my 3 year anniversary, we went over to Blog Talk, and I've been doing it ever since. and I've interviewed a few big stars. I've interviewed Tommy Lasorda, star manager of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and he's a Hall of Fame manager, so it was really cool to be able to talk to him and all that. As well as I've talked to a few other Super Bowl stars, such as Dave Robinson. You can see if he's also a Hall of Famer, and he was coached by Vince Lombardi, and he wrote a book about him. And if you go to Lambeau Field, you can see his name written up on the walls. I interviewed him. That was really cool. And he's actually in the first Super Bowl, if I'm not mistaken. And, yeah, I thought that was really cool. As well as I've interviewed some monster truck drivers, Gravedigger, Dennis Anderson, as well as Maximum Destruction, Tom Metz. And, yeah, I find it really cool to have the ability to interview these guys. And I've just really enjoyed these past 4 years. Some of the funny moments, I remember that first time that we went on, and I had a few I had a few bad things about it. I probably said more than I actually talked about sports, just like there now. I would say something, and then I'd say, and then I'd go on to the next thing, because I'm trying to fill airtime, and you don't need to do that. It's one of the best things that I can say for a young broadcaster, is you need to stop the filler word that you use. You have to take a second and think about it. You have to talk slower and project more, and that's the way to do it, because even now I still say the occasional or. And I look back on my show, and I'm like, dang it, I didn't want to do that. But it comes around every once in a while when you are trying to think of something and you can't, and you feel the airtime slipping away. You feel like you're boring your viewers, your listeners. And so that was one of the big things to me that I had to work on. Some of the big things that I learned from this show is talking and talking in front of people, talking to people, engaging in a conversation. Interviewing was a big thing. You have to ask them a question, and then you have to ask a follow-up question, and you have to keep on doing that. And even to keep the interview running and make it more interesting, because when you ask a person a question and a listener is listening, right, and they say something that they think is really interesting, but then you just go on to the next question, that kind of sucks. But to be really frank, so I've learned a lot from this show, as well as learning how to secure guests and learning how to get commercials and get those going and ads and all that stuff and keep the show running as a whole. And I've learned a lot. Anyway, my mom is on the line right now. And welcome to PJ Sports Talk.
Hi, PJ. How are you, son?
I'm good.
I'm really proud of you. I know your daddy and I are really, really proud of you and you pursuing your dream. I know you want to be a ESPN broadcaster someday.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And so, what was your favorite part of the show throughout the 4 years?
I think watching you progress, just like you said, you know, altering how you say ums and ahs, and, you know, just being able to look back at your podcast and listen to them to help train yourself up. And I also really think it's been a blessing for you to meet a number of different broadcasters, such as Bobby the Chief Taylor from the Lightning, and he
mm-hmm.
gave you some great advice.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the other broadcasters that you've run into have taken time with you through the years to just share with you some little tidbits on things that they do to make it more entertaining for their fans and for their guests. And I think that's important. And I love that you listen and that you care. And I also appreciate that every week you prepare yourself, you do your own preparation ahead of time, you do your research, all that stuff, and I don't have to bug you about it. You just do it, and that means a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it comes with the responsibility of keeping it up and making sure that I have an event invite ready to go and all that. And, of course, last time, Blog Chuck threw a new thing at me. You have to deal with that sort of stuff, too, the technical stuff.
Well, and I think, PJ, with you having the experience of running your own soundboard, you know, producing your commercials and also doing some of the sales of the spots that you have, you can have a full appreciation. You're not just a pretty face that shows up to talk about sports. You know all the workings and the business part of running a radio show or being a broadcast, and that's so important because then someday if you are sitting in the anchor desk, you can respect all the other people around you that help make it happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, thank you for coming on, Mom.
You bet, honey. Good luck, sweetie. Congratulations on your 4 years.
All right. Thank you. And I think that's going to do it for this edition of PJ Sports Talk, the place to be every Sunday at noon. I hope you have enjoyed this episode, and I hope you have a great and fabulous Sunday, and remember to watch a bunch of sports, and have a great day, and enjoy the sunshine if you live in Florida, and don't enjoy the snow. Enjoy the snow if you live in those upper states besides Florida and Texas, and yeah, that's pretty much it. Anyway, I hope you guys enjoyed, and I will see you guys next week. Remember to always talk the talk and walk the walk. I will see you next week.